Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about regret or reward a few years from now. Which one would you rather have?
Boy, that's a big question. I don't know how we're going to do this in one show.
I have a lot of personal questions for you this show.
Oh, this ought to be good.
You can decline them if you want.
No. I like this.
Plead the fifth.
Oh, no. It's decline. Good.
Before we get into it with Jill, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
I'll answer anything as long as it doesn't appear to be throwing me under a bus.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I would never do that.
Thank you. Do you regret or are you rewarded with X? Okay. Savannah asks, I'm curious as to why the purchase agreement template suggests that the seller can retain mineral rights. I'm working on a deal in Texas, and the seller wants to retain mineral rights. Doesn't this mean that the seller wants to have the right to drill for oil even when the property is owned by someone else? If that is the case, who would buy this property?
Okay, so the reason that that's in there was because I was tired of answering the question, hey, can I keep mineral rights? Can I, Dad? And that's my way of saying, and here's the methodology behind it. We're not in the mineral business. We're not miners. There are tons of people on the planet who are miners. They are in the mineral business, and they hate surface rights. They hate our business. They don't want any part. It's actually a burden to them to deal with owning the property and paying the taxes and stuff. They would rather lease the surface from you and do their business under there, which, frankly, I would rather do that too, because I'm not in the mineral rights mining business, and I have no interest in that. Jill and I just did a deal last year where there was an existing lease oil, I think it was gas, natural gas well on a property that we bought, and all it did was complicate the deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we like.
Everybody got all hung up on it.
We like to buy a property for $20,000 and sell it for $40,000. No leases, no mineral rights, no problems, nothing. Just a lonely little piece of beautiful property that nobody knows about that we bought for half price.
Right. And someone could put a cabin on there and enjoy it and love it. And that's it.
Little house in the prairie material. Mm-hmm. And mineral rights complicate everything.
Right.
So you know what? You can have your mineral rights. That's why it's in there. It's not for everybody, but it works for us.
Right. And by removing us from that whole issue, Savannah, we just never talk about it. If I bought something with mineral rights and I'm trying to sell it with mineral rights, hey, I better know if the mineral rights are right and was truly conveyed all the way down through the whole process, too. I don't want to be involved, like Jack said. I want to get in and out of the deal and not even think about it.
That's right.
And by just saying, hey, we are basically removing ourselves from anything to do with the mineral rights. You want them, you keep them, have at it. We don't care. It makes everything fast and easy. That's good.
So the second part of the question is, she says, doesn't this mean that the seller wants to have the right to drill for oil even when the property is owned by somebody else? No. Let's say there's oil on the property. You bought it, and you bought it from this person, and they retain the mineral rights. First of all, they don't retain the mineral rights. 20 guys before him do. And there's no real way to figure that out, but that's a story for another day.
Right.
But let's say
that's
everything's correct. Everything's, you know, it's all true for sake of argument. The seller retains the mineral rights. You buy the property, and everybody the next day finds out there's oil under there. He has to come to you, the former owner, and say, I want to drill. There's oil down there. I want it. And you say, what do you mean there's oil? Yeah, I'm gonna lease your property for $100 a month so I can pull out $1 billion worth of oil a minute. And to which you're gonna say, well,
it doesn't work
I would
for
like,
me.
if there's $1 billion a day, then I would like $500 million a day in rent.
Mm-hmm.
And it should still work for you, shouldn't it?
Right.
And that's what goes on.
Right, and you're gonna pay to move the house if you need to.
And all of that. So I'm telling you right now, here's my final point. We had a student a long time ago, a member who's no longer a member, who couldn't focus. And so, we've talked about this in the distant past on the show. You have to establish an acquisition criteria and stick to it, even if a fantastic transaction that's totally out of your acquisition criteria comes across your desk. Mm-hmm. This guy spent 2 years trying to buy a property that he was going to do some crazy stuff with. It was the equivalent of me buying a marina. Yeah, could we make some money? Yeah, could it be a great thing and a lifelong prosperous thing? And the time that it spends, that it takes for me to spend time buying and selling a marina and doing what it needs to get done, I could have done 7 bajillion deals. Jill and I could have done 7 bajillion deals like water, like drinking water. It's so easy for us.
Exactly.
So you can't get distracted with, if you want to be in the oil and gas business, then go for it. Lots of people do really well there.
Right.
But I don't want to.
Exactly.
That's the point here. So stay the course.
Yeah.
Or change the course, but stay with that course then. Do I sound like an angry old man?
A little bit. Just a tad.
Today's topic, regret or reward from a few years from now?
Do you regret or feel rewarded with that question Savannah asked?
I feel like I got to hose myself off.
Thank you.
This is the meat of the show.
I'll do it.
You'll do what?
Hose you off. All right.
Oh my gosh. I just got a flashback from like the 60s.
Whoa.
Hosing off protesters, you know?
Yes.
At some point, and I really actually believe it, we talked about it yesterday. I borrowed this line from Tarantino's Kill Bill, the movie. At some point, after you have completed something, a relationship or anything that you can think of that's substantial, like a career or, I don't know, sending your kids off, you're going to feel some version of regret or some version of reward. And I don't think I need to tell you which one is better. So now that you know that, which is the good news, you know how it's going to end. You know you're going to be staring at yourself in the mirror at the end of the whole thing. And you know which one you want. What do you do now to make sure it's the one that you want, not the other one? Go ahead.
I think deep down we all know it right then.
That's what I think, Jill.
Please expound. We don't, deep down, we all know that we're either going to be grateful that we stuck with it, or we're going to be kicking ourselves that we didn't get out sooner or just call a spade. We all know it right then and there. For some reason, we might go down the wrong path and we justify it. And I don't know why people do that.
Because they feel stuck.
They're afraid. That's it. They're afraid. We all know right now, today, if you're in the job you should be in, or if you're not in the job you should be in.
That was the example I was going to use. Okay. But please go ahead.
And you're either going to get up in the morning and you're going to make some changes. You're going to go down the path and start setting up your resume, saving money to make a change, getting the word out, looking, maybe getting some additional training if you needed to make a move. Whatever it is, you know right now, come on. But you're afraid. You're not doing it usually because you're afraid. You're just going to stay in this job.
So I agree with everything you're saying, but I don't think it's afraid for a lot of people. It's not.
Really?
It wasn't afraid for me before I took the leap. It was.
But you weren't afraid.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have the luxury.
You have no fear.
I have the luxury of making those decisions before my life got started. And most people don't. Most people, what I'm getting at in a roundabout way is when you're married with kids, you're stuck. And all the material decisions that I made were long before that.
Don't you think you could start something on the side while you're married with kids?
Absolutely.
Because I got a bunch of examples of people doing it very well now in land investors.
Yep. But when you talk about regret or reward, and you're sitting there looking at somebody who's in the wrong job, you know, and when they say something like, oh, I've only got 382 days till retirement, or 3,000 days, or where they're counting it down, you know, that person's going to regret everything when that's done. They've already decided, like you said, they've already decided that's going to be regret, mm-hmm. consciously or subconsciously.
Right.
So, and I think that if you say to that person, well, what do you mean you're counting down until you're going to retire? What the heck is that? You know, they're going to tell you, well, I don't have a choice. I'm stuck. What do you mean you don't have a choice? I have no choice. I've got a mortgage. I've got this. They give reel off the reasons. A guy will anyway.
Okay.
I don't. Maybe women are probably different. You're going to tell us if they're different in a minute here. But that's really what goes on with guys. It's like, no, I can't. The risk that I would have to take is too catastrophic if it doesn't work. It's going to sink the whole ship.
If the risk is so high, why don't you put some more work into it and find a less risky way to do it?
Like, give me an example.
All right, you're stuck in a job.
You're stuck in a job that pays $200,000 a month.
Right, and you hate it.
I mean, $200,000 a year. You hate it.
Hate it.
You hate it. You hate everybody there. It sucks to go to work. But you have to pay your bills. How are you going to find another job that at that level that you like? See, the risk reward doesn't work for most guys. It wouldn't work for me, I'll be honest with you.
Really? You just ride it out?
I would probably start something on the side.
That's what I'm saying.
And try to make up for it somehow. Or
that's what I'm saying.
More importantly, what I would do is get rid of those expenses. And I've been in that situation.
There's a couple
before,
things you could
I
do.
I have gotten rid of.
That's good. Get rid of the expenses. Thank you for not saying get rid of the wife.
Well, that's what I meant.
I know. Thank you for not saying it. Just the same.
You're a crack up, Jill. You know that?
But
you're not. I don't know if you represent most women. I'm pretty confident.
I'm pretty sure I don't.
You don't.
So, anyway, so you nailed it, though. You're already making some changes. You can make some subtle changes. You know what I would do if I was stuck in that job? Number one, I would cut my expenses down. As best I could. Number two, I would get this job to a well-oiled machine. I would know what I have to do to stay in good grace at my job and not worry about my job. I'm not going to try to kill it there because why am I killing it for them? I want to kill it for me. I'm going to maintain, and then I'm quietly over here building my own little empire.
Yeah.
Until I can tell my boss what I really think.
Yeah. There building my own little empire. I like it.
Thank you. So.
What do you regret? If you're done with that micro rant, you're just done.
Micro rant. Oh, that's a great name of a band. Micro rant. That's it. Have you heard them? They're awesome. So what do I regret?
You got to think about it that hard.
I guess, you know what?
You had a job with a large company for a lot of years. A
couple things. Well, first of all, I regret not pushing my right out of high school college goals my parents talked me out of, and I should have stuck to my guns. So I regret that there, number one.
And you solved it.
I did. But it took some time.
So you turned the regret into a reward eventually.
I did.
All right, go ahead.
I did. Then number two, a lot of it's my parents related. I was doing what I thought. So here's what I regret. I regret doing what I thought had to be done all this until I figured out I don't have to do what that has everybody, society.
When'd you figure that
AKA
out?
AKA your parents.
Yeah.
Tell you has to be done.
Like how many years ago?
But right before I met you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I pissed off my whole family.
Wow.
I finally stood up for myself and said, this is not right. None of this feels right.
That was a full-blown attraction for me.
Thank you.
That you were kind of putting your middle finger up to all
that's
of it.
What I did.
I love
it. It took me a while to figure it out. But I went the path and the status quo. Thank God I did it. It was right before a milestone age. And I said, I'm out of here, man. And so I hit the boy. When I flipped that switch, I flipped it big, man.
You know, some people call that a midlife crisis, and I think they're nuts. I think that midlife crisis is a universe's way of saying, wake up, man, because you're going to regret this.
Right.
Not feel reward.
Depending on what you do. Like for me, I made all these life. I made conscious good. I didn't just go buy a fancy car. That for me is a midlife crisis. If you make no change but buy a fancy car and get hair implants, then that's a midlife crisis. You just keep the same wife, keep the same house, keep the same kids, keep the same job, keep the same everything, but you just do those few little things. That's like a midlife crisis. But if you have a huge, I had a revelation. You know, yeah. I knew it my whole life. We talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
It's been brewing.
Right.
It was brewing and brewing and brewing. And
that's
I finally
my point about
couldn't take it and I snapped.
That's my point about the new car.
So
there's way more going on than just the new car.
I regret not doing it sooner, but I am so rewarded for doing it when I did.
Good.
Thank you. What's yours?
I regret, you know, for me, the timing was actually pretty good. The cards that got played were played in the correct order. The last real job that I had, I stayed in that way too long.
Which one was that?
Investment banking.
How old were you?
I'm thinking like, I don't know. I don't know if I was 30.
Okay.
Maybe 32-ish. If I was 30, no, I don't think so. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It was 1999, 2000. So, yeah, 30.
Okay. And?
I don't have a lot of regrets. I got to be really honest. I mean, the stuff that was really, you know, there, I made some mistakes and decisional-based mistakes in my life that I got out of pretty fast once I realized it was wrong.
That's good.
So, you know, I have a couple of business decision regrets, huge business decision regrets that I made around between 2008 and 2011 before I met you.
I was
and that
in
all
there
has
for
to
that,
do with marketing.
Some of that stuff.
Yeah,
I was there.
At the end, at the tail end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bought a bunch of office buildings, which turned out to be a mess for a lot of reasons. Found out I'm not a landlord.
Right.
That's not what I mean.
We're still not landlords.
Yeah. My concept of marketing was nothing. You
right.
know, it almost sunk the ship, but I realize now that, you know, we turned it around.
Mm-hmm.
Together, you and I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we jumped on the social media internet bandwagon, which was probably one of the best decisions, and I totally feel rewarded for that.
Right.
And now, even at my age, which is pretty unusual, I'm totally and completely embracing the 21st century version of online marketing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of young kids working for us in their 20s, and I'm soaking up the stuff that they say like a sponge.
And what's funny is we're still teaching them things too, which just cracks
yeah.
me up. You know, the whole notion that the younger generation has the upper hand is so not
yeah.
true.
they have core skills that there's some skill sets that they have developed.
They can make a
reason.
Snapchat story better than I can, or Instagram story and stuff, but yeah.
They have some skill sets that, mm-hmm. I haven't developed, but I do have the wisdom to look at those skill sets and I know what to do with them.
Right.
So that's, I feel good, really rewarded about that. So I can't imagine winding this down whenever we choose to do that and feeling any regret. You know, if there's anything, and I'm fishing now, it's like we didn't let it get big enough, but it's big.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's getting big. It's getting huge. So.
It's going to get even bigger. We've only begun. We really only begun.
Right.
We look at these things. So then, so for our listeners, what knowing what you know now, what would you share on this topic, regret or reward, a few years from now? What do you want them to know?
So this is the whole takeaway from the show. You now know that when this is done, and I don't mean done and you close it and you've got enough money in the bank, but you know you're going to feel one of these two things, regret or reward. So stand wherever you're standing right now and make a decision, break it all down, deconstruct the whole thing by day if you need to get to that reward point and not the regret point. And I'm here to tell you, they're hard decisions sometimes, you know.
I agree. I think you know which one it is. You know it's you're going to regret it, or you know if you're on the right path. So the stuff that you're going to regret, you know, make a quick plan, like your day-by-day plan, to get out of it. Make those changes. And the other ones, make a quick plan to be focusing on and pushing it forward.
Exactly. I mean, you know that married couple that are, they're in their 20s and are in a group? They sent us an email about
yeah.
a week ago, I think.
Yeah.
These people sold their furniture.
I
had no idea. They're telling us this story after they've reached this reward point.
Right. And they're now sharing
They sold
it.
Their furniture to do this, and they're killing it.
I know.
They sent us pictures of
it's so cool, you know, and hey, look at this suit that wasn't from Goodwill
yeah.
and all that, but we still love Goodwill, and hey, we love Goodwill.
Yeah.
It was just so cool. I mean, man, talk about no regrets for those guys.
Right.
They did it right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. They are reaping the rewards.
So people always say, I can't look into the future. I can't see what's going to happen next. Come on, man. What are you talking about? Yes, you can. I'm telling you, you're going to feel regret reward at some point. Maybe all along the way, if you're like us. I'm telling you right now, you can see real estate cycles. Real estate cycles are 14 to 18 years. Sometimes they're as short as 11. Can you see what's going to happen exactly tomorrow? No. But you can make a pretty darn good educated guess about when the next downturn is going to be, you know, by looking at data.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what's going to happen next. You know exactly what's going to happen next. You know what? If you're in a job or a relationship that sucks and it's taking everything you have to go do it every day, you know what's going to happen next.
Right.
Unless you do something about it.
It's true. That's what I was just going to say. Do you have to be honest with yourself?
I have a buddy in Phoenix who owns a house that he's never been able to afford. And it's pretty much wrecked his life. You know who I'm talking about.
I do.
And so that's all. He's gotten so used to just complaining about the fact that he doesn't have any money, but he's got this big house that it's just his life now.
Right.
So that's an easy way to get out of that, I think.
Exactly.
A lot of the stuff is easier. Once you get done with it, you're like, yeah, that wasn't that bad.
Do you know what's interesting? Is that it's scary at first, I think. You know it. You know it in your stuff, and you have to do it. But once you start going down that path, it's a little scary at first, making the changes. Maybe for this person, it's like putting his house on the market. Like, oh, no, where am I going to live? How's this going to play out? Is anybody going to buy it? You know, whatever it is. But once you start going down that path, and you'll get little rewards going, oh, I'm sleeping better now. I don't have that. That's a reward for me.
Yeah.
Then you know you're on the right path. Keep doing it.
Oh, see, that's what men don't have.
Oh.
Women are fortunate. Men don't have feelings.
Well, how about this?
I don't
the
try
bank balance
see
went
how it
up.
Feels.
Our reward is I sleep it well at night. Maybe for you, Stephen, your reward is the bank balance is up
is.
Now because you sold the house and you just put a bunch. You sold the house, you paid off your bills, and you have money in the bank. How's
yes,
that for a
that's
reward?
That's outstanding.
Thank you.
It's not a
so
feeling.
Now keep doing that.
It's empirical evidence. That's what I enjoy.
Jeez. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, you've done it again. It's been another 22 minutes. Oh, we went way over.
I hope you don't regret listening to this show.
After every episode of the Land Academy show, you will either feel regret
or reward.
Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss mistakes, how to make mistakes at 100 miles an hour, to quote my old football coach.
And we answer your questions posted on landacademy.com. Go there. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Whew. Huh. Okay, I'm going to ask you some quick questions. We're going to play a game. It's called Regret Reward.
Okay.
I'm going to fire things out to you, and you're going to say regret or reward.
Okay.
Okay. The purchase of your latest vehicle.
Reward.
Where we live today.
In the middle. I love where we live. It's just stupid expensive.
It's a little bit of both.
It's dumb expensive, actually.
I regret
like,
writing
put
the
it on
check.
The list of, if somebody told me 15 years ago that I would be paying X to live in Y, I would say...
You're nuts.
I would say there's not a circumstance on this planet where that would happen.
Well, thank you. You're number three, and I thank you a lot.
That's full-blown doing it for Jill.
Thank you. I really like that. Thank you very much. Our business.
Oh, full blown reward there. There's nothing bad about our business. And then we got a great crew right now for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fantastic group of people working with us right now.
How much work it takes to run our business?
Oh, that's rewarding.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of work. Are you?
Oh, I'm deathly afraid of work. Have we
this
met?
This doesn't even work.
Have we met?
I don't even feel like I have a job.
Hello. So,
this isn't work at all.
Okay. Leaving Michigan.
Oh my gosh, reward.
Living in Arizona for a long time.
I could have shortened that.
Ah.
Okay. I don't regret it, though.
Okay. I'm trying to think of some others here. I'm not going to do the obvious, like the ones, because we all know it's going to be a reward.
You know what I regret?
What?
Not going into the military for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. It is one of my biggest regrets. I've always had it.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Huh.
I just think it makes you a better person.
I would agree with you.
God, I'm going to get emails now.
No, I think that's really cool. I just had a communication with a guy the other day, and he just kind of mentioned it in there, and at the very last line, I just said, hey, by the way, you know, thank you for your service. And the kid was blown away that I said that.
Yeah, he might not be able to go in for 2 years anymore. It might be four, but still.
Right.
Like, I would have qualified for West Point and stuff. You know,
yeah.
That would have been.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
So.
How about you?
Well, you want to ask me some questions real quick?
Not really. Because I know the answers, and I don't think that you have any regret. I mean, it'd be easier to cut to the chase and say, what do you really regret, like I just did with the military?
I kind of shared them in the show.
Yeah.
I regret not trusting my gut a long, long time ago.
Oh,
and
sure.
Making some changes that I should have changed. I just went down a path I didn't want to go down. I started in a career that I didn't really want.
Yeah.
I thought I did. I convinced myself, oh, you're here because you can travel or whatever it is. You know, I'm like, that was dumb. I certainly wasn't there for the money. That was dumb.
This is the longest show you've ever had.
It is. Share the fun.
Hold on a second. I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
None of this really matters. What the point is that you know now that regret or reward's at the end of everything. And so it doesn't matter what's happened in the past. Not one darn thing in your whole life matters except for what's going on this very minute and the decisions you make going forward, because you can't control that. Some people they destroy their lives because of stuff that's happened in the past. I've seen it. You just got to look forward. Start making the right decisions now.
Beautiful. Thank you. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.